Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled Gog and Magog, the conclusion of the matter. We read in Ezekiel 39, 27 and 28, When I have brought them back from the peoples and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and I am hallowed in them in the sight of many nations, then they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who sent them into captivity among the nations, but also brought them back to their land, and left none of them captive any longer. This is a summary statement in regard to Gog and Magog. It looks back and also looks forward to the completed end result. The setting for the last day's restoration of Israel will happen in conjunction with two realities. Number one, they will once again be back in the land, gathered from the land of their enemies. Number two, God will then be hallowed in them in the sight of many nations. Hallowed means set apart or sanctified. It is in conjunction with Israel back in the land that God will show himself uniquely God, that there is none other like him. In effect, Yahweh will show himself to be the one true God, the God of Israel, as he intervenes on behalf of Israel. Throughout history, God makes himself known in conjunction with Israel. He is the God of Israel. However, for many years, during the times of the Gentiles, his face was hidden, and the world did not clearly see that connection. But in the event of Gog and Magog, they will. The previous context has over and over emphasized that in the matter of Gog and Magog, God will be hallowed before the watching world. Ezekiel 38, 16, 23, 39, 7, and 39, 23. We also have duly noted that the event of Gog and Magog results in Israel recognizing Yahweh as their God. From that day forward, they will know it, as seen in 39:22, which is the exact language seen here again in verse 28. But then verse 28 runs to the end of the matter, saying, quote, brought them back to their land and left none of them captive any longer. The New American Standard captures the proper sense of it. We read Ezekiel 39:28, New American Standard, Then they will know that I am the Lord their God, because I made them go into exile among the nations, and then gathered them again to their own land, and I will leave none of them there any longer. The sense is that what God began to do in bringing them back to the land will now be completed with absolutely every saved Jew being brought back to the homeland. And now we read Ezekiel 39:29, And I will not hide my face from them any more, for I shall have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord God. God's face was hidden from the Jews during the times of the Gentiles. But starting with Gog and Magog, it is hidden no longer. Compare verses 23 and 24. Now God's direct intervening presence, his glory, compare verse 21, will again be seen. The reality of God no longer hiding his face from Israel is closely linked with him pouring out his spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord God, that is, Adonai, Yahweh. This linkage is significant because God pouring out his spirit upon the house of Israel happens in conjunction with the day of the Lord, as seen in Joel 2:28 and 29 and Zechariah 12:10. Again, the linkage of Gog and Magog with the day of the Lord is very close. Following Gog and Magog, God's presence with and God's spirit upon them will define national Israel. Prophecy tends to be compressed, which certainly allows for a process that comes to conclusion. But the linkage of all that is happening with the day of the Lord is very close, so as to make the strong case that this all happens within the day of the Lord. Holman Christian Standard Bible says, Before the destruction of Jerusalem, God had promised to pour out his wrath upon Israel. Now in restoring his people, he would pour out his spirit. This reference to the Spirit of God connects this passage in its entirety to chapters 36 and 37 with its focus on the Spirit. And then the Bible Knowledge Commentary says, "The ultimate result of the battle with Gog will be Israel's national repentance and spiritual restoration. This will be fulfilled in the millennial kingdom." No matter how you interpret the details, the War of Gog and Magog is a major occasion regarding last day's events, which ultimately results in Israel's restoration. If the stage is indeed being set even now for this last day's event, which may well be the case, then we are very close to the rapture of the church. We do see the day approaching, Hebrews 10:25, but only God knows the precise timing of these things. Live ready, for these things will have a fulfillment, very possibly in our lifetime. Maranatha, our Lord comes, perhaps even today. Lord, we thank you for the hope that we have in you. We're looking for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you for the prophecies of Scripture. They all have a purpose. And you intend for us to study them, to know them, and to use them even as a testimony to your truthfulness, to your faithfulness, to your sovereignty. You are the God who knows what's coming, and you have told us. Lord, again, we thank you for your word and that you are sovereign. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.